I'm Karen Given in for Bill Littlefield. Just ahead on Only a Game, a high school baseball team names a baby. And just wait until you hear the name they picked. But first, the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
Let's talk Panama Papers. This week, we learned more about how the powerful and wealthy hide their money from public scrutiny. Barcelona superstar Lionel Messi has been implicated, as have soccer governing bodies UEFA and FIFA, including the new FIFA president and, wait for it, a key member of FIFA's ethics committee. FIFA is just the best, isn't it?
They are. I mean, I didn't even have to read the stories to know that there would be an international soccer governing body in there somewhere.
At least one. If it
involves international crime or international tax avoidance or international greed. And of course, the UEFA office has been searched by the Swiss police. Do you think the Swiss police just have their own key to places like UEFA and FIFA at this point, and they just like invite themselves? Oh, they're back.
It's okay, we're
all going to lunch. Let's go.
We have a new NCAA women's basketball champion, or, well, the same women's basketball champion. On Tuesday, UConn won its fourth consecutive title. What do you take away from their romp?
I don't know. Syracuse got within 31 points. Did they cover?
It's a miracle.
Did UConn cover? You know, all debate about whether or not it's good or bad for the game aside, and I think it's perfectly fine for the game, and I don't see a problem with it. It's time for everyone else to step up a little bit. The University of Connecticut, I've been to stores, okay? They're not getting the talent because of the leisure time opportunities. They're getting the talent because Gino Auriemma can really coach. And it's time for everybody else to step up.
Among the many congratulating the women's champ was Mike Tyson. Or he tried, I guess.
Yeah, he congratulated the University of Cincinnati.
Oops.
And I don't think they won 10 games this year, but I'm sure they felt really good about it.
On Monday, Villanova won a thriller over North Carolina. Some are calling it the greatest men's title game ever. How about you?
Certainly the greatest finish. Two remarkable, insane shots. One by Marcus Paige to tie the game, and then one by Chris Jenkins to win it. I still sort of lean towards the three overtime game between Wilt Chamberlain and Kansas and North Carolina, but I'll tell you what, no game has had a better last 25 seconds than this one.
23-year-old Buffalo Bills linebacker A.J. Tarpley announced his retirement this week after just one season in the league, citing concussion concerns. You might remember that the 49ers' Chris Borland recently retired at age 24 for the same reason. Is it too soon to call this a trend?
No, it's not, and you're going to see more and more of this. A.J. Tarpley had four concussions during his playing career already. He's a smart guy. So is Chris Borland, so is anybody who comes after them.
The Masters is underway at Augusta National, but there will be no Tiger Woods, who is recovering from back surgery. Are we anywhere closer to the point where Tiger Woods won't be golf's main storyline?
As long as he's walking around on the face of planet Earth and isn't 73 years old, no. I mean, unless somebody else steps up and becomes as dominant or nearly as dominant as he was, no.
The NHL regular season ends this weekend, and the Florida Panthers are in after a surprising regular season. They've been so good that even Canadian fans might jump on the Florida bandwagon. Wait, Canada, Florida, what's the connection there?
Well, they both end in A, so I think that's probably the thing.
Perfect.
Well, there are no Canadian teams in the Stanley Cup for the first time since 1970, so they have to adopt somebody. If you want to adopt a team and, you know, you want to go to Florida, this is the way to do it.
On Wednesday, a star-studded cast of former Edmonton Oilers players helped fans say goodbye to the team's home for the past 42 seasons. Do you have any memories of Edmonton's now-retired Rexall Place?
Yeah, back when it was Northlands Coliseum. was when I first went there. And yeah, my most favorite memory of Northland Coliseum is in 1988 when the Bruins and the Oilers were playing for the Stanley Cup. And one of the Bruins games could not be completed because the lights in the garden went out. And we all had to get on airplanes and fly to Edmonton, which is a trek to watch one game in a four-game sweep.
Ouch.
But it was a really nice place to watch a game, and I got to go to the West Edmonton Mall and ride the submarine, so it was all good.
Philadelphia 76ers GM and head of basketball operations Sam Hinkie resigned this week. The 76ers will finish with the worst record this season and have failed to make the playoffs all 3 years Hinkie has been running things there. Other than that, the team has a totally bright future, right?
His resignation letter is awesome. It sounds like a Harvard MBA and a TED Talk had a baby. It quotes 13 people Everybody from Atul Gawande to Elon Musk to Bill James to Abraham Lincoln to Bill Belichick. One of these things is not like the other.
The Major League Baseball season began this week, and the lyric little bandboxes are filled to the brim with fans warming themselves in the glow of our summer pastime, right?
They're all lighting their shoes on fire to stay warm. This is stupid. It still should be a 154-game season. Let's get it out of the beginning of April, start it in May. And when you've got teams in Boston, New York, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, Minnesota, New York again, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Colorado, who don't have roofs on the stadium, it's time to take this into account.
And finally, Charlie, the Texas Rangers enlisted the services of Elizabeth Sullivan to throw out the first pitch at their Wednesday home game. And the 105-year-old Sullivan one-hopped it to the plate. Not bad, huh?
Absolutely not. And what does she attribute her longevity? She drinks 3 Dr. Peppers a day. She's a pepper. I'm a pepper. Don't you want to be a pepper, too?
I've only had 1 Dr. Pepper today. I better hurry up.
Well, I was going to say, you can only live to be 90.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.